Now,
the rest of the story. Charlie Zulrich is trying to avoid the news media, and that's understandable. Reporters routinely descend on lottery winners for every angle, for news, for features. So when Charlie bought that winning lottery ticket last January, everybody wanted to know what it felt like. Well, now, Charlie's a nice guy, and he didn't mind answering questions for a while, but after a point, he just had to say no more interviews, and there have been no more interviews. So what you're about to hear has been pieced together from newspaper articles at the time and from a nice chat with the folks at Ollie's Tavern. That is where it all began. Charlie Zulrich is a likable gentleman, lives in St. Louis with his wife, has a grown daughter. He also has some friends across the Mississippi River in Columbia, Illinois. Ollie Hook, the owner and proprietor of Ollie's Tavern, and Ollie's barmaid, Sue Zera, Z-E-R-A. Now, Charlie Zulrich has been buying lottery tickets from barmaid Sue ever since either can remember. But nobody at Ollie's will ever forget that Wednesday in January when Charlie came in and bought the big one. By mistake. Now, the mistake was not his, it was Sue's era's. For when Charlie walked into Ollie's that morning, he requested 50 quick picks for Saturday's drawing. The barmaid by accident pushed the wrong button, producing lottery tickets for Wednesday instead. Well, Charlie looked at the tickets. He said, wait a minute, these aren't the ones that I wanted. And Sue glanced at the tickets, then back at the machine, and she realized her error, and she apologized. Sue said that she was sorry, that she had run off the wrong tickets, but what did it matter? A chance was a chance. If Charlie were lucky, he'd be just as lucky with one day's tickets as with another's. But Charlie was adamant. He insisted he wanted tickets for Saturday's drawing, and he wanted none other. And Sue had pushed the wrong button. It had been her mistake, and she was going to have to make good. Well, that's when Sue Zera meekly informed her friend that once a lottery ticket has been issued, it cannot be canceled. Charlie was stuck with Sue's mistake. Well, now you see what's come of that slip of the finger. Among those lottery tickets that could not be canceled was the winning one. Now, at the outset of this visit, I told you that Charlie Zulrich is not talking to reporters anymore. And I'm just surmising this next. I'm just imagining that one reason could be the kidding that Charlie has been taking over these past few months. And under the circumstances, it would not be at all nice to make fun of him. For you see, when the barmaid at Ollie's Tavern tried to persuade Charlie to take those erroneously issued tickets, Charlie adamantly refused. Ultimately, refused. And that meant that the barmaid, Sue Zera, she had to pay for her own mistake. She had to buy those tickets for herself, which she did. They became hers. And because her finger accidentally hit the wrong button, Sue was left in legal possession of the lottery ticket worth $10 million. Now you know the rest of the story.